Now you can listen to our blog post, What is the Smartest Way to Get a Loan While on the Go? One of the most utilized financial instruments by Canadian customers is the personal loan. They provide the chance to pay for a wide range of costs, including terrible car problems and unforeseen trips. While it may seem challenging to obtain a personal loan that best suits your particular circumstances, there are many lenders from which to choose. Continue reading to learn everything you need to know about the top personal loan alternatives available in Canada and how to select the one that will work best for your circumstances. The smartest way to get a loan. Although each lender will have a slightly different application procedure, most personal loan providers look at a few important variables before approving a borrower. The bulk of lenders generally look in the following areas, among others: gross monthly or annual income. To be qualified for a loan, you usually need to meet the lender's minimum income requirement. When applying, you must present evidence of your income, such as pay stubs or your T4. Debt-to-income ratio. Lenders prefer applicants with a debt-to-income ratio between 35% and 45%. Higher ratios typically indicate a lower likelihood of acceptance. Lenders might examine this data by requesting your bank statements. Employment history. Lenders also take job stability into account when determining your creditworthiness. Lenders typically prefer to see that you have been with your current employer for at least 3 to 6 months. You might be asked to present a letter from your employer as proof of employment. Credit report and credit score. Your lender might ask for permission to run a credit check as part of the application process. Your ability to be approved for a loan and receive a low interest rate might be significantly impacted by your credit. Borrowers may need to have a minimum credit score to qualify with some lenders. Required documents for personal loan applications. Personal identification documents. You must supply documentation to confirm your identity, including your name, residence, and date of birth. You may present one or two government-issued IDs with one photo each, such as a passport or driver's license. Social insurance number. Some lenders could ask for your social insurance number, SIN. Employment documents. You must present pay stubs, tax returns, or employment letters as confirmation of your employment. Financial records. 3 months' worth of bank statements are often required by lenders. Bank account information. For direct deposit and other bank information for withdrawal of payments, you might be required to produce a voided check. Personal loan product categories available. You can apply for a number of different kinds of personal loans. Each variety has distinct benefits and drawbacks, so one can be more appropriate for you than the others. Personal loans, secured versus unsecured. Personal loan with security. Your lender may need additional assurance that you'll repay them if you ask for a loan for a substantial sum of money. Offering up one or more assets as compensation in the event that you default on your payments for an extended period of time is one approach to reassure them. Be very cautious, even though doing this frequently increases your possibility of being authorized for a sizable loan and a lower interest rate to go with it. Your lender has the power to seize an asset if your debt balloons and you are unable to make payments. Personal loan without security. It has the designation unsecured since there is no collateral involved, just cash. In other words, if you default on the loan, the lender may impose fees or sell your debt to a collection agency, but it is not permitted to confiscate any of your assets in order to recover payment. Since there is no requirement for security with unsecured loans, your interest rate is probably going to be greater than it would be with a secured loan. Depending on the loan amount, you might also need to have stronger credit, a higher income, or even a cosigner in order to get authorized. Cosigned personal loans. Consider hiring a cosigner if you have weak credit or inadequate resources and cannot be approved for a personal loan. A cosigner is someone who promises to cover the debt in the event that you can't make your payments. A cosigner is often someone you know, such as a family member or friend, but the lender will only accept them if they have solid financial standing and decent credit. In addition to increasing your chances of acceptance and securing a cheaper interest rate, having a cosigner lowers the risk for the lender. Personal loans with bad credit. You can apply with an alternate lender if you have bad credit. In contrast to banks and other traditional financial organizations, these lenders have more lenient restrictions. In fact, several providers of personal loans base your eligibility on your overall financial health rather than requiring credit checks. It's crucial to keep in mind that these lenders frequently charge higher interest rates, making them a more expensive choice. Variable rate versus fixed rate individual loans. Personal loan with fixed rate. Your loan's interest rate will be determined in advance with a fixed rate. Once it has been approved, you will continue to pay that interest rate. Hence, it won't change over the course of the loan's term. Because this rate never changes, it can be advantageous because it makes budgeting simpler. Personal loan with a variable rate. On the other hand, a variable rate will change in line with the prevailing market premium, also referred to as the prime rate. This might occasionally be advantageous because, if the prime rate decreases, you might end up saving a sizable sum of money over time. However, if the prime rate increases while you are making your payments, the rate you are now paying will also increase. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing, the process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.